Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for January the 25th, 2025. Wow. Here we are already. I got a wonderful little email here that I think is very helpful. It could be very helpful if it's understood correctly. And it comes from a man named Tim in Colorado. And he listens to our podcast weekly, and I'm very grateful that he does. I think that's very kind. But let's take a look at this. It's an interesting, I don't think anybody's ever asked me this question. I usually get, you know, pretty pedestrian questions from people. They're not deep. They're more on the occasional side when they occasionally start thinking about a practice. He asked, does energy really matter? And how does one cultivate energy as you talk about? And then he goes into some of the things I've talked about, like why it is so important to forgive and have mercy and all of that. So, Tim, I am, first of all, very grateful that you listen. I am very grateful that you took an interest in this to such a degree that you want to understand what's going on with energy. Energy in all of us is the momentum of our demeanor in our life. We all have our own demeanor. And in that demeanor, we gather forces within ourselves that make us come to conclusions about various things about who we are, what this lifetime's all about, what other people are about, what thoughts we're going to believe in and join the collective unconscious with. And that's the big one. What am I going to join the collective unconscious with? That's the big one. And if you do join the collective unconscious, why would you do that? Basically, because the energy there is based in some primal emotions that can lead you away from, shall we say, inner peace and bring you to a place of tremendous chaos. So this all depends upon what you want to achieve with your life. You have to first sit down and really ask yourself, what do I want to do with this life? Do I want to just let it wash over me and try to get through it the best I can and survive with as little pain as possible? Maybe finding some increments of emotional happiness, that kind of thing. Well, in listening to your email as I did, and I really took time to listen to it, it seems that you are trying to choreograph your life, maybe make it fit something that you think is good and comfortable, calibrate your living through your thinking and what you're going to adopt and what you believe is right and wrong, good and bad, all that good stuff that we like to get involved in. So let me just say this to you. Tim, we are in the Kali Yuga. This is a very difficult age to be in. It is an age and a time that the collective unconscious has brought into this world. It's an energy. It's a momentum. It is driven by the people who are here who believe in certain things, millennials, Gen Xers, Gen Yers, all of the Jenners, and we all have it. My generation is dying off. They did not leave you with very much, nor did they leave you with anything that could propagate goodness in you. You have to find that for yourself. No generation does, so it's not like we're the culprit of everything. But millennials like to blame us for everything, and I understand the whole thing. Energy is what you're going to live by, the momentum of what you're going to live by. It is the quality of the energy. And if you adopt it from the collective unconscious, you're going to adopt everything that pertains simply to your survival, your DNA. And if you live from this DNA and this survival mechanism, it will make you ruthless and unkind. And you will find tremendous difficulties with consequence. You will find your life being an uphill battle. But if you can turn it around inside yourself and begin to realize the energies that live within you, maybe your seven chakras, maybe some of your, you could do meditation. I think that is probably the most valuable of all assets that we have, is how we live meditatively. And a lot of people don't live meditatively. They live in the emotionality of assumption and presumption, and that defines my demeanor. And then I start thinking things that I've made up. They're silly little things like, you know, what I deserve, what other people deserve, what I think is right, what I think is wrong, as if I would know. And if I live like that, as if I were a person that could know all of that, then I will live in assumption and presumption. That will become my demeanor. That will become my energy. And energy is defined in interesting ways in our life. It is the, shall we say, the part of us that we're not real conscious of. We think we can hide our energy. It's our anticipation for things. It's our anticipation for this to happen and that to happen and what we want. And when we get into this anticipation, this desire, we build ambition and pride. And those are the things that start to betray us as we go on in our life. We find great betrayal in our ambitions and our pride. So there's really nothing you can do with all of that except abandon ship. This is why we meditate. This is why I work with my students in tone. And working with them in these tones, they have the chance. They don't do it, but they have the chance to resonate to a higher power. You're going to ask, why don't they do it? Because they're set in their ways. They believe in the demeanor of survival and DNA. They live by human impulse. And that's the key. Tim, if you really want to transcend, if you really want to do something different, you can't live by human impulse. It is my impulses, for instance, let me give you this. One of the energies we have is to kill. We are natural born killers. We are. And we kill animals and we slaughter them and then we eat them. This is just one small part of it. You don't think that there's repercussions for that in our body? What we have become, we are an animal. And if I live like an animal and I slaughter animals to sustain my existence in my body here on Earth, I set a course, an energy within me that I know nothing about. That animal had energy. Now that energy's in me, and it just goes on. We become ruthless and unkind. And meditation, no, we don't want any of that. We want to find out how ruthless we can be. And then that leads to sexuality, and that leads to money problems and issues and relationship. And it just goes on and on and on. Our human problems are based in our impulses, our emotional, psychological, and biological impulses. So, you know, to say to someone, you don't need to do that, there is something greater than all of that, I don't think that resonates with people at all. They like whatever it is that they're feeling emotionally. And this born to kill thing, they really like. And this is why we see movies and video games and all that other stuff, you know, that promote violence. And then we wonder why there's violence. Anyway, enough of me for today. I hope that helped you. I really do. And Tim, thank you for your kind comments about Aspire. Back on the air tomorrow. If you have the courage, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.